When I encountered the stoneware Khmer jar from Cambodia, I was comforted by its quiet yet imposing presence. It brought to mind the idea of safekeeping, of intimate experiences that can only belong to you. I thought of dreams, their limitless quality combined with the comfort of sleep. I had not once thought of it as a body jar, of it holding human bones and being set on a cliff so that, quote, anyone trying to disturb the burial would break their neck, according to bioanthropologist Nancy Babin, who continues to investigate the mysterious rituals of ancient mountain dwellers whose existence in Cambodia was revealed by the discovery of cliffside burial sites beginning in 2001. I was stunned to learn this, and intrigued. I decided to let my original words stand on the page, rereading them with this new perspective and allowing for multiple interpretations to exist, a freedom I'm happy art generously provides. The only thing I added later was the title. Sleeping Jar. Inside here are all of the dreams you dream, the characters with their horns, some with hugs, the days held in nights above as you sleep. Inside, no one tells you what's right and wrong, says yes or no or never. The dreams can be dark, speckled, ribbed, cast with multiple heads, defended by S-curled tusks. Your dreams, locked away, are untouchable. Of another world, have a lid of a temple, are here, inside.